you seen? They asked the chips ready. Right, so who was that you said you were playing with? You said it was Kelly. Oh, that wee Greg. And what was the rabbit biting the wee girl for? Why was she screaming?
Because she thought that me and Kelly were teaming the rabbit.
Mm-hmm. So wipe your hands.
We let Ashley
see
the rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what Ashley's like.
No, I don't know what Ashley's like. What's
no,
Ashley like?
Ashley is annoying.
Is she?
Ashley wants to do everything that the grown-ups do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like her mum. And she wants to do the same thing as us.
What age is Ashley?
Penny 1 and she's 5.
Is she 5?
And she gets to do this. So she wouldn't stop annoying us. So we let her into the cage with the rabbit.
Uh-huh. Watch out, David. Kelly screaming as well. David! 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 Yeah. David! David! Yeah. Your hot dog's out. Come on now. Okay.
When Kelly was behind the back,
Ashley was screaming and shouting and screaming and
shouting. So Kelly screamed because she didn't know what Ashley was screaming
for. My goodness. What was wee Greg saying? Well, maybe Ashley. You're supposed to say that once, didn't you? Mhm. Oh well, so you had a good time. What were you doing in the woods?
The gang hut.
The gang hut? Uh-huh. Oh well.
Oh.
Enjoyed yourself.
That last orange.
Hmm?
That last orange.
No, there's a new bottle. Super, they're nice.
Oh,
no, no.
Beautiful.
Good, you eat away. They're beautiful, I can buy them again.
Yes.
I had a look when I was hoovering your bedroom. What did the teacher say about that other one? Tell her that.
Uh-huh.
So if you do it again.
No.
Alright. So is it to go in the wall in the classroom? Is it?
I just want that one there.
Oh well, that's nice. Barry, what time the dancing class was at? And the Jaska, her mum was going to take you and bring you back. Right, okay. What's David saying? What is it, David? Yeah, well, you just were too slow, David. She bet you to it. There you go. She was saying she saw the camcorder today. She was in the woods at the camcorder. That's how she got black. She was mucky.
I don't call it the grandpa anymore.
I thought it was the rooms.
It wasn't there though. It was the one that called the house. So I'll buy them again. Mm-hmm. You like that?
Yeah. Well,
nice for a change.
That's for the mustard out.
No, because Dad might eat it.
More mushrooms. That will go delicious.
So what was Russell saying today about not getting winning any certificates? Was he not?
Because he got a girl class, he said to me, how come your brother always wins all the certificates? Because he won the podium as well.
What did you say?
How do I know? He just making a spoof because he didn't get it.
Did you clap when David sung his song? It was a loud clap, wasn't it?
I've got an ovation.
A standing ovation. Want more, or you got enough here?
Enough.
I see you like the tangerines, David.
I like the tangerines actually.
Hmm?
I like the tangerines.
Did you want as well?
Two.
You too? How many did you have, David? Four. Anyway. Very pleased to hear David singing a poem.
Oh, but I said, when I walked up there today,
uh-huh.
I said, are there a song and a poem with my love's the creator to it? She said, no, it's not that, it's because I can't go up there. Somebody's singing a song and the other one's singing a poem, they won't know which one to believe.
And what said about the girl?
Uh-huh.
She had to win the song and I said, well, I'm not going to ask her to sing it because she might get embarrassed.
And what girl was that?
When the song this morning, And then it wasn't, it was just a low voice. And when she heard them, she was harassed.
Who was Leslie? Why was she harassed?
Because she thought it was terrible.
Who was this? Leslie. She thought Leslie was terrible.
Well, Leslie said she won't ask her to sing it.
You're joking. Was that what she said?
Uh-huh.
Is that right, David? Not like Miss...
Mum.
Mm-hmm.
Just that the time sometimes. You've got to have things on time, and some people don't take the 2 day one, flat one, both bumps are half here.
They rearranged the programme because you and Peter had to go to the dentist.
Did they?
Well, that's what Mr. says to me.
Yeah.
I never wanted to hear me.
I don't think the people in the back of 6 and 7 heard them.
How not?
Not even I could hear them when I was in the second row.
Oh, I bet.
Well, I could hear them when I was outside the door.
And that was a stained glass window.
That's right, I heard you. Don't listen to her.
I was in the second row and I could hear them.
Well, I could hear them.
Jackie, anybody could hear me. I can project my voice. You don't. I never even heard you. You don't. Mm-mm. I've only heard me.
Nah. I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, Jackie did better than what she did.
Hmm?
She did a performance on her own better than she did it then.
Did you think so?
She had no actions in it.
Did you not? Why did you not do any actions?
She just did this. You've had your finger, Perry man, your pinky-dee-dee. You just you had it that way, so I gave my specs.
Did you, Jackie?
My so it is.
And why did you not do your actions? But that's because they're stupid, they don't know how to do them. That's why nobody else done them.
I'm not going to be embarrassed.
Jacqueline, don't be silly. Embarrassed. Acting's all about doing actions. Never
you
mind.
You do actions when you do my
work. Now, she's only 8. I don't know.
But yes, you do. Barry got her a rose.
Well,
it's pink.
Because you were teaching her what to
That's
do.
That's a poem she's doing.
Oh, my love is like a race. Somebody goes, oh, my love is like a rose. I'm not going to get a red, red rose and do it in a song.
No.
Have you ever seen that anybody do the actions in a song tour?
Yeah, I have actually.
Aye, I have, but...
Have you finished your tea?
No, my love is like a red, red rose. Yeah, for sure.
Are you had enough?
Yeah.
Jacqueline. Kettle on, eh? We'll have a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Before I go up my work.
Mm-hmm.
I've made my piece. Yeah.
Mum, can you
fucking
look for some paper? Can you remember to look for a paper for the...
I'll try and look for a... See if anybody's an old record because you're wanting it. But there might not be. It depends who's cleaned up. It just depends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who else am I looking for? I was here for something. Don't remember. Go on. Emily's stuck us up. Next week. Right. So what you got to do tomorrow then?
I'll do the garden for you.
Good, right.
You might sweep the path.
I'll sweep the path, that's great. Good show. Good show.
Did you see the escort?
Hmm?
Did you see the escort? It's gleaming, isn't it?
It is, I had a look at that. Super duper. buckets was that? A lot of buckets.
What? You don't know how mucky it was.
I do. I can see it. So you want to go to that swimming class on Monday?
Mm-hmm.
I'll keep the paper, right? We can have a look.
Mum, no, I should invite Russell because Russell's mum and dad were asking if I was going back to it.
When did they ask that?
Mind that day that they gave me a lift home.
When was that?
You just said, well, Russell was wanting to go back to swimming class.
Oh, the last time he put you off it, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he, Jacqueline? Because you were quite happy to go.
Yeah. And, but, why couldn't you go with him?
Of course you could, you got Jacqueline. Jacqueline, put that down, please.
When are you going to get the holes in the ceiling fixed?
Dad's got to do it tomorrow. See, Zenny. Where's the brush, Jackie? Come here. Go and look for everything then. Maybe it's in the utility. Oh, here it is. Sorry, I've got it.
I like the hot dogs you've got.
I know, you were saying that. Do you like them?
Yeah.
Mind then, get Dad to take you to the library tomorrow because your book's past its date.
It don't matter, does it?
Oh, it doesn't matter. You better take it back.
How?
I want them to give you a round.
Well, Lady won't give me a
round. Right. Got to get it back sometime. Might as well get him to do it tomorrow when he's in. I'll save us on Monday if we've got swimming and that to go to.
Try very hard to look.
I'll try very hard.
I'll go on tomorrow if you can just find. What's it, the 28th and the 29th?
Yeah, I will.
Is it the 29th and 30th? Aye. Get the 28th and 29th.
There might not be any, but I'll have a look.
Might as well have a look.
If there is, I'll bring them. If there's not, well, I can't bring them.
Is there anything in the paper about
our
music class?
Nah. Nothing. Where's your top and your dressing gown?
What?
Where's your top and your dressing gown? That was your juice. You want tea or just go drink that juice?
Oh,
I'll drink
it, okay.
Just drink the juice. I'll just be having my tea myself. What was the rabbit like to you the day? Was he vicious, or was he in a good mood?
Sometimes kicks his legs when he doesn't know what I'm doing. Just kicks his legs.
And what do you say to him? Do you just try and quieten him by being soothing? Do you just sort of soothe him along?
Mm-hmm.
What do you say?
I just give him a... No, you give him... You know, on the side.
A wee rub.
A wee rub.
And a wee clap.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do. And he stops sometimes. I've just got the paper and weighed it down.
That's fine then. Good.
And, what ages ago, I thought I was going to do it then, right? And Jackie says, well, I'm going to play the rabbit by the hat. I'll do the rabbit for you. So I said, okay, Jackie, you can do a rabbit, right? And I just went on. I went inside to get a cup of tea. And Jackie didn't do it. She went away the gang cup.
Mm-hmm,
so I could have had that all done and then I would have been in for my coffee tea.
Mm-hmm, I know.
And that would have been a lot better then. And then after that rabbit, I went and did the car.
Mm-hmm. Well, that saves you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. That was a damn mess.
What was?
The car.
I know.
Damn it.
I've
never seen a blacker car in my life.
Oh, that was filthy.
I've never seen anything like that in my life. I think he was just running right through my car.
Aye, he would.
Inches and mother, that's how you think. I mean, some people didn't make as much mess as that, and they're just in, like that in the car, and the car goes, whoa.
Aye, that's what you would do. We just go right through the mud.
Who even cares if he wrecks it?
Not because you wash it for him. You're going to choke yourself now. That was, you hurt your head off the windowsill today, didn't you?
Yes.
And bled your mouth. And now you're trying to choke yourself and drink juice. Not very kind to yourself, are you?
I'm going to kill myself on my bike.
And what did you do?
I skidded.
Did you fall off?
Not on the road, like, but...
How did you manage that?
I just did.
You need to be more careful.
I know.
You saw an injury.
I was like this with a big bucket and I went...
You got covered in... I saw you had your tie dangling in it.
And you know what else? Mm-hmm. Like, I was rubbing it really hard to try and get all that mud off it. No. The sponge was as muddy as everything. A wee bit around my eye and I was going...
You'd be glad you showered in the day.
I hate when that happens. Mud from everywhere under the sun.
I know.
For how long? You mean me and Rusty and that, we cleaned it.
I know.
Totally.
I know.
We did it beautiful. And it was green and then...
Yeah, it was
and that's how long's that been?
That was just last Saturday. A week. Not even a week. 6 days. You had it as black as that by Monday though.
What's in there?
Just orange juice. What's in it? It is! I made it up myself. What do you think could be in it?
Like a sore head tablet.
Imagine you didn't have a sore head tablet. I don't even have a sore head tablet.
That'll be the last one, I think. I hate mustard, I taste it. Right, Richard's dad had like picked up a plate and I took the sandwich off it. And I ate it and I said, oh, yucky!
It had mustard in it.
And because the Americans like a lot of that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And Richard says, but you've just picked that up, so you'll eat it. So I said, no, I can't eat that. He said, you better eat it, David. You just picked it up, you don't just pick up something and you'll eat it.
And did he? Does he like mustard?
Yes, he loves it.
Does he?
Disgusting, isn't
it? Oh, I don't like it either, but
no,
you.
People don't like it, it's horrible.
That's the tape and that for that mirror, okay?
The tape
to
pull
the mirror. And the wee hook, put it up,
I can leave that. Can you speak in that telephone? So when you're doing the dishes, you just go, hello?
That's right, it sees me running in the living room.
I know, and if you're in the room, you're in, you just run over to your room and go, hello?
That's right, because the other day Dawn phoned me, never heard.
We were through here. Hello? Hello? Mum. You know what I watched today?
What?
Back to Life.
Was it good?
I watched it on a candid camera, didn't I? That was that abusive.
Is it not?
It is okay. Magnifier down, Jack. Oh well. You just pick up all the papers, Mummy.
Well, that might only be today's. But if there's any more, I'll bring them. I promise I will.
Yes.
Jacqueline, what are you doing? Did you brush your hair?
No, what brush? Plenty of brush.
There's the brush there, I found that.
I don't want to brush it. Are you watching that film, Jack?
What film's that?
It's Half Breakfast now. I mean, what's it called? Is it finished? Well, what's that yet? Don't put your verrucas on that. Don't like that. It's not yours.
What are you doing?
Why write something? Jackie, stop this. It's not your pen, clip I want. And you said you'd do the rabbit the day, didn't you? Okay,
yeah, that was you told. What was that receptionist saying about your school teacher today?
Receptionist saying about your school teacher?
She was Miss Somebody. Was she? Don't you dare.
How?
I wouldn't, that'd be cheeky. How would she come from? He scolded her. How does that lady know her?
I don't know. I'll call her Miss Thompson the next day.
How did she know? What was she saying? What was the conversation?
She said, what's going on? I think she saw the note that I was called, and I think Jackie told her.
Right.
So, like, I said.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to me, so what teacher have you got at Red Calder?
Mm-hmm.
And
Jackie said, me. Mm-hmm.
And the lady said, is Mrs. still there, is she?
How does she know Mrs.?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, what's your teacher, David? And I said, Mrs. And she says, oh, and she sort of knew her from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, is she still there too? And she seemed to call, she was known as Mrs.
There you are then, little children.
Eh?
Where does Mrs. B's children?
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
You do know?
Christopher's in primary 7.
In primary 7? Is he as old as that? I thought he was wee, Christopher.
No, Christopher's in primary 7.
Alright.
And they have they had another one, and she's just 1 year ahead of Jack.
So she's in primary 5?
She's...
What's her name?
Sarah. I think it is anyway,
because
I hear her
talking. Mm-hmm. So Christopher's in primary 7. Is he not into drama?
No.
And Sarah, either? No.
No, they play the brass instrument, though.
Do they?
No, I don't know about Sarah, but...
But Christopher does?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's good.
And they stay in after school.
Why?
I don't know. Mrs. and the two of them stay.
They must do their homework.
Mm-hmm.
Where does she live about?
Oh, well, I don't really know there. But I know she used to live in Spotswood because they showed her, you see, she showed her this thing, dog license and that. And it said, like, the dog, and it had the dog's history on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the dog before that, and it showed you all the owners, everything, right? And it said on the thing, someone in Spotswood, she lived in Spotswood at one point, but she said it was her old house.
Right, so they've moved somewhere else.
So, I'm not going to ask her, but she might cheat me.
I know, but I thought you might have known.
Nah.
Anyway, you come up with me to clean my teeth?
What up, mate, might know.
You can get your top.
What?
You can come upstairs and get your top. Must be windy outside, that light's on. Come on then. Right. Got that?
Yeah. You brush your teeth. How often do you brush your teeth now?
As often as I can.
How often is that usually?
3 or 4 times.
3 or 4 times a day?
Mm-hmm.
But I only usually do it twice.
Well, that's adequate.
You use both toothpastes?
Not just one.
I usually use both of them. Colgate first. How much do you weigh, Mum?
Oh, too much.
I'll be 6 stone, is that now?
There?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean you put on weight?
Not necessarily, is it? A teeny bit.
How much?
But it won't be fat. So.
Yeah, you won't put on much weight. Right, well. Right, Zoe. Budgie clean, did Jacqueline? Are you not going to put your ski pants on?
No.
Why not?
Go on.
Okay. might be on board, Jacqueline. I think you should go and put them on. Don't you?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't want to. I won't go to my bed.
Just now?
Later.
Well, when you go to your bed, that'll be you for the night. There'll be no getting back up again. After that, put your ski pants on. Well, then you're not having one then.
Why don't you put your ski pants on?
I can see that.
That's fine. Oh, I don't mind seeing you with my ski on. Well.
How's your Fisher Seals doing now? Has anybody fed the rabbit? I'll send you a little later, remember me. Okay. Nice and clean.
Mom. say, I mean, I'm not feeling well, just put my knee because I'm gonna have a bath. Drink's not too hard to ask for anyway. So, back to you, kids. Well, drink's not too hard to ask for. Mom, here's the orange juice. Where's orange juice?
You want orange
juice? Yes, please. Where's that? That's the last scooper. Is that the last yogurt? I got the last yogurt, isn't it?
Don't
if I got the last yogurt, I only saw one of the snatches at. I've got orange juice.
Pardon?
One more time. Snap, crackle, and pop. Snap, crackle, and pop. Snap. Snap, crackle, and pop. I think actually it's snap, crack. Snap, crackle, and pop. Snap, crackle, and pop. Are you going to eat all them biscuits? So there's four biscuits here. Bad. In fact, which part? Which please? Oh, we stop squealing. My budgie keeps squealing. Oh.
Oh, it says this, it says you go to fish skills. I'll write that in the dictionary. And so on.